It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That means you're wrong.
You guys are stupid.
You're an idiot.
No, I'm not.
If I put this in my mouth, am I going to negate what I burned off?
Oh, Al.
Alvin.
Al Roker. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. We're going to have our final buzz, and we're sitting here with the Buzz Babes. Buzz, one more time, introduce our lovely ladies that are here.
We have with us in the studio today, Kristen.
Hold on, I'm going to give you a little ding for each lady
right
here.
Kristen, Allie, Megan, Kaz, and McKetzie.
Ladies, give yourselves all a nice round of applause,
and
please.
And Kevin.
And BDK, why I invited him to participate. You know,
I wish I had asked you not to. I like the lad.
He's impossible not to like.
Oh, it's quite possible.
I know you hate him, Rob, but you know what?
They said it was impossible to go to the moon.
Your hatred.
I want to say thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure. We're going to get to your phone calls at 877-365-3636 for the Buzz Babes and also uniform tips. God, everybody's got a uniform tip. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Greggy.
Hey, great. Great show, guys.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
I've got one word for you for the uniform.
Great.
Right.
Cellophane.
Cellophane. He's here all week.
Somebody suggested prison jumpsuits.
Let's go to Chris in Vermont. Chris, all the way up in Vermont. What can we do for you, sir?
First of all, love the show, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm thinking leather chaps and a leather vest, and each girl holding a glass of absinthe.
Oh, wow.
Well, that'll happen.
But, you know, I mean, the absinthe is sort of added to it. Somehow leather seems to be coming up quite a bit for the uniforms.
For you.
I'm not averse to that, though.
That's a good choice, though.
Leather. Look, if leather's
it's
done
a warm,
right.
Yeah.
It is warm. Yeah. It is warm.
A vest isn't that warm.
Open jacket and a short leather skirt, I think.
He is as excited as I have ever seen him in my life.
He's spitballing here.
Let me tell you
what you can do.
Okay.
This is all you're doing.
Yeah.
You can be excited. You can
stumble.
You can stammer because you made this happen. Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a lucky
man.
I'm a lucky boy.
Let's go to Don in Ashburn, Virginia. Don, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're fine. How you doing? What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to give a tip, of course.
Of course.
Well, Joe Artinger, excuse me, I hate to interrupt you, Don, but
tip away.
Joe Artinger writes, how about whipped cream uniforms?
Well, that's better than the idea I had.
What did you have? What was that?
Crotchless Easter Bunny outfit.
Wow.
That's not good.
Don, you have an idea for uniforms.
That's not blasphemy.
I was going to suggest nothing but a smile and a bottle of champagne.
A smile, yes, but then we wouldn't be able to get into most venues around the United States.
Right.
Let's go to... this is Dale in Reno. I can't read. Welcome to Late on BYOB Friday. This is Dale, Reno, Nevada. How are you, Dale?
Hey, Mike. Great, great show, you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Best this time slot's ever been.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very sad. Kind.
That's the sweetest thing anybody ever said. Isn't that right, BDK? Oh, hey, remember.
Oh,
remember,
cute.
Rob?
I have
that. Okay, very good.
Dale,
what is your idea for the uniforms?
I think skin-tight bib overalls cut to the Daisy Duke thing and either bikini top or really tight tank top, a half-shirt tank top.
So a country-slash-casual type look.
Like
I'll tell you,
hot junior sample.
I swear to God.
We're in the suburbs of D.C.
Let me make this very clear. And now the bottom line is I have been told.
We're going to have a little pitchfork, too.
I've been told by management.
That ain't a pitchfork.
You know, five is really a good number, uh-huh. But I really think we... You know, you're getting a lot of interest, and this show is going to do nothing to make that anything smaller. These uniforms have to be the most special. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You had such a great head of steam.
I had a great head of steam. Well, they were all talking.
It's important.
They have to be hot, but make a statement at the same time.
That's right, McKetzie.
Do they all have to match?
Hey, McKetzie, what kind of name is McKetzie?
It's actually South African. It is a sexy one. Thank you, Megan.
I swear to God. You two are going to make a movie before this show's over.
We definitely are. But it's a South African name. It means pot full of gold.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
As my mother believes, children grow into their names. So I am obviously just a sexy pot full of gold.
I'm not going to disagree.
It's a gold sex pot.
Let's go to Tom.
The children are our future.
Tom, Tom in Reno. The gambling centers are beginning to call in, Rob. That's how you know it's hot.
Gambling.
Tom in the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. You're on the air. Hello.
Great, Mike. I love the show.
Thank you.
I like double entendre, so I'm thinking tight little shorts, tight little top, black and yellow like bumblebees with the little antenna. Oh,
I think you've got a crawl space, brother. I swear to God.
Calling from the crawl
space. Watch out for that. He's calling from like a correctional facility.
Have you been drinking?
Let's go to Walt. Walt is on the Beltway right here in Washington, D.C. Yes, Walt.
Hey, how you guys doing? Congratulations, Bob. Boss on your babes there.
Thank you.
We're having a terrible time today.
I'm thinking the Robert Palmer video, Addicted to Love.
Oh, you know what? Very retro, but actually could work.
A little black dress.
I'd like to see a little bit more.
Shut up, caller.
I'm sorry.
Walt! Shh. We were taking your idea, and we're like approving of it, and then you're like going, abba. The Robert Palmer video the Robert Palmer. Forget it. Goodbye, Walt. Thank you for calling in. Very good idea.
I love the idea.
Excellent idea. Ben in Maryland. Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
I guess the guy already said something about a little bumblebee outfit.
Boy, two bumblebees. Okay, thanks.
Okay, guys.
We appreciate that.
Because remember, John Belushi proved how sexy that could be.
Scott in Sacramento, you're on the air. Hello, Scott.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Hey, it's a terrible day.
Worst show ever.
Hey, I was just thinking, you're in Washington. Buzz is a newsman, right? So just your basic tailored business suit, no shirt, a tie, and silk panties.
We had actually talked about a look like that, which
shirtless
is like your
jacket.
Armani shirt with no silk blouse or anything. It's just like the Armani look, and then the little fedora.
A fedora with a press pass.
That might be a little over dramatic, though. Okay. I'm not sure about
that.
Well,
that could be one of several.
Or it might be
several.
A little over sexy.
That's the point, I think, right?
Oh,
and we have different uniforms.
Mike has his favorite. Zach, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What
How are
occasions?
You?
Hey, how's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
You bet.
Also, happy Dad's Day in advance.
Oh
that'll happen.
Oh, right.
Jesus. Oh.
I got an idea for an outfit.
Yeah, thanks. You know what? There you go. Thanks a lot. Now I feel bad. Now I feel like a dirty old man right now. Now you got me thinking about family, and now I feel bad. All right, there we go. Yes. Oh, Buzz. All right. Yes. Buzz has a presentation to make in a second. Jim in D.C., you're going to be the last call for a second on this. Not for a second. We're going to take all these calls. Buzz, we'll get to everything.
All
We're
right.
going to get to you giving away this stuff. Hello, Jim in D.C. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love the show, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm just thinking that regardless of the outfit, lots of different options there, but what about logo design? You've got to maybe have a well-placed logo, whether it goes on the back, the front.
Right across the ass.
Oh!
Yeah.
That was
yes, sirree. An ass logo. That's what we need to make the show really work. Let's go to Todd in Maryland. Todd, everybody wants to talk about this subject. Yes, Todd, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, how about in celebration of the return of BA, we go with the corduroy bikini?
Already been done. You're late to the party
Please
on that
listen.
One, my friend. Troy from Virginia. Troy, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how about the 1960s tight stewardess outfits with the little pillbox hats? You can play up the whole Mile High thing.
It's starting to get. Who's tiring of this? Raise your hands. Okay, let's go to.
It's getting scary.
Krista, one more. Krista in. Oh, a lady's perspective.
Ah, good.
Krista in Virginia. You have an idea for the uniform, and you will be the last call on the subject.
You guys are looking in all the wrong places. You got to get yourself a cheerleader supply outfit. Go online and look up cheerleading outfits, and you will have a delightful array of sexy clothes for your girl.
You know what? Here's to the
not
ladies.
A bad idea.
That is not a bad idea.
Thank
we
you,
will do
girl.
That.
We
Thank you, Krista. I'm going to put you on
Thank
hold. You.
You
get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, okay?
You do too.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, Krista. We appreciate that.
Those men's calls were getting scary, Mike. I expected the next one to be, I think they should dress like my sister.
How about a bumblebee? How about a bumblebee? Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike, what about the Dukes of Hazzard look? The Jessica Simpson
West Let me Virginia. Explain. Let me explain timing.
That hasn't been
Let me explain timing. Ladies, hold on. I have to do a little discipline. Now they're all talking. It's completely out of control. It's wonderful. BDK. Yes. All right, we just finished. Okay, we see the guys are crappy. They're coming up with bad ideas. Okay, so it's finished. Then Krista, home run, hits that little cheerleader thing. Perfect ending. Then you revisit, you see. It's just a little 101 for you.
Okay.
You understand how that works, right?
It's tough. And, you know, if you can master timing in here, you could master timing in your own life.
Maximize your potential.
Oh, my God.
Just trying to help him.
At least I can still procreate.
We have the first of the last of Buzz Burbank.
Yeah,
Buzz,
but you'll have no need to.
All right, everybody quiet. Buzz has got to do the news. Go ahead, Buzz.
Budweiser, King of Beers, St. Louis, Big Horses.
Oh, speaking of that.
Burping.
Can I get a little freshener up in here, guys? Another.
Who needs what?
Heineken Light. Everybody okay on their beverages?
One Heineken, one Miller Light, two Miller Lights. And a Navon.
And a Navon, please.
Sounds like something in code, doesn't it?
And sorry about that.
Bring in all the hard liquor.
Bring it all in.
Go, Megan.
Oh, I do want to remind everyone, they have it. They have that at the front page, don't they?
I'm
hard
sure
liquor.
They do.
And food.
Right?
It's
not
the
like
hardest
a coffee
there.
House. I haven't been there. The front page restaurant.
It's a
coffee
house. I'm sorry,
read my poetry.
The front page restaurant will be there tonight, 4201 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington, across from Boston Mall.
Come see us.
Best crab cakes in town. Frontpagearlington.com.
Meet the babes.
703-248-9990. And our transportation this evening. Provided by A1 Luxury Limousine. They are wonderful, and they are
licensed and bonded.
And they're licensed and bonded. Thanks to Alex, the owner, and Drew is coming in. Nice little round of applause for Drew.
Thank you, Drew. Yeah. Our bartender today. Thank you.
Come on, Sling Blade.
And Beth Ann McBride. Thank you. Thank you, me first. Thank you very much. What were you talking about, Buzz?
Budweiser. I was talking about Clydesdales, Ed McMahon, burping, Anheuser-Busch. The biggest name in American brewing may soon be owned by a company based in both Belgium and Brazil. The takeover of the company by InBev has been picking up steam.
InBev, did you hear that sound?
I did. That was
that
nice.
That sounded good, too. That was a dead soldier, as we like to call it.
Sure
yes,
was.
Sir. All right.
In response, Missouri Governor Matt Blunt has mustered all the
Matt
power
Blunt.
That is constitutionally his and launched an online petition. Not something.
A what?
An online petition. Not something any 13-year-old boy can do.
That's for sure.
Quoting the governor, I am strongly opposed to the sale of Anheuser-Busch.
The governor.
You already. Guys are stupid.
Thank you, Arnold.
Tens of thousands of beer-loving Americans have signed this petition at saveab.com.
God, I love my job.
So now all the company's board has to do is decide between a pile of signatures and $46 billion.
You know billion what? Dollars.
InBev also handles another beer, Mike.
What's that?
It's called Beck's.
Oh, Beck's, really?
Yeah.
And what's the Stella Artois?
Yeah, that's a French beer, I think?
I think so, and I've tried it once. It's not bad
no,
at all.
No, it's quite good.
Any of you ladies ever have a Stella Artois?
Stella's good.
You like Stella?
Allie's had it.
You can compare it with
Amstel Light or Heineken. Thank you. When you're going to talk, you just pull the microphone over so we can hear your very sexy voice.
Yeah, that's because I'm sitting on Kristen's lap.
Oh, dear God.
Because I'm in front of
her. Isn't it time to rotate?
No, I'm sandwiched.
Yeah, you mean rotate the microphones? Rotate. All right, everybody rotate. Buzz Babes, rotate, please. Different. Are you no, wait, ladies, excuse me. Hey, the first rule of being a Buzz Babe. Are you ladies
too?
No, are you ladies comfortable the way you are? Then you do not.
We like sharing.
Then you do not have to move anywhere.
Nobody
moves.
Stella Artois is Belgian. It turns out.
It's extremely
Belgian. I know it wasn't French, but I didn't want to sell it.
You're gonna like this.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
You're gonna like this, Buzz.
All right.
Because the Buzz Babes should get used to being treated like queens.
Royalty. They are royalty, Mike.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have more queens in the studio, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
Just what we need.
You know, it's really good to be good looking.
That's the line of the day.
How many times have you said that, Mike?
I say that every morning when I wake up.
Words to live by.
I look at my pendulated stomach in the mirror and I say,
McKechnie
it's
really means it.
Yes, McKechnie really means it. You must have been so popular with the ugly girls in school. That must have been
never,
fun.
Never.
At
they kept
all.
Them separated.
What beautiful women.
I was actually only. I was only friends with the ugly girls.
Buzz,
I'm
beginning to think that really that the news is going to have to just be thrown out the window.
Really?
I think we should stop it for a few minutes
but
here.
Mike, how am I going to impress the babe?
I think you already have
we
with
love
your.
Love you, Buzz.
We love you, Buzz.
He's so,
we have to take a break.
He is so sexy.
What? Oh, she's producing. This is what she loves most.
She's producing confusion.
She'd do this every day if she could. She said, yes, go with this.
Beth Ann, there's a chair right here.
Hey, how about a nice round of applause for Beth Ann McBride?
Thank you, Beth Ann. Great job today.
She's the best.
Beth Ann, you rock. You rock, Beth Ann.
This is Beth Ann.
Hey, before we go on, and we'll get to the news maybe
fine.
In the next segment.
We're in no rush.
BDK, I have to do or Monday. BDK, how is your love life, man?
It's okay.
You've had some problems lately, haven't you?
I dated a girl who turned into a lesbian.
Wow.
At one point.
What do you mean, at one point? That means she came back to the...
No,
she went to the life? Back
no,
from...
I was dating her and she became a lesbian.
In the middle of the
Excuse
act.
Me, that was very rude.
If you ever have a girl tell you that when she was doing stuff with you that she thought you were a girl, It's the worst. It's the worst thing.
Wow.
Anyone could ever
listen
tell.
Listen to the crowd.
Oh my God.
That's the point of no return.
Holy yes.
Today. That was my ex girlfriend.
To be honest, you are a little bit feminine.
Oh, wow.
Those are hand gestures. Why am I making me
doing
think?
Something wrong?
Ladies and gentlemen,
the score is McKenzie
30. I mean, right now.
McKenzie. Love 30.
Yes. McKenzie's scoring points right now.
That was mean.
That was kind of mean.
Be nice to Kevin like I am.
Yeah, Rob.
Mean is only a point of view. It's just perspective.
So, Kevin, are you attached now? Are you attached now?
I mean, I'm kind of with this.
So you're sad about the breakup, Kevin? You're sad about that?
I'm very sad.
You think about her a lot?
I do.
Do you keep in touch with her?
I do keep in touch with her.
No, you're talking about the lesbian? I don't keep in touch with her anymore, no.
Okay.
But this is something different.
How different?
I'm still like kind of dating with another girl. Right?
We have a little spillage. What happened over there? I saw Allie and Megan and Kristen doing something.
They can't Kristen stop touching
and,
me. I'm
I tell
sorry.
You, Kristen and Allie and Megan seem to be getting along extraordinarily well.
They
very
really,
well.
Like,
let me take this opportunity to mention we will be at the Front Page Restaurant, 4201 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington a little bit later.
Boobs. If I was over on that side of the table, I'd be touching your breasts.
All right.
McKenzie, I'm restraining myself.
This girl has the greatest lines of all time.
But they're working on the thighs right now.
You are like a zinger machine.
McKenzie, have you been...
McKenzie. Ridiculous.
Have you been on the radio before?
Like a girl?
Never.
Never. This is your first time?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed?
Natural.
Filmed? What do you mean, like professionally?
You were rehearsing.
Not that she knows of.
It was amateur.
Wow. It was like an amateur film.
You know what's cool? Really, I swear to God, I am trying to analyze the caddy factor. These girls are all very beautiful women.
Yes.
But they really, there is a
chemistry.
A chemistry in here that is surprising me.
It's because we're all making out in the green room.
That's how it starts, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, we don't see each other as competition. We see each other as people that have made it this far. We know that we're going to work together in the future. Mm-hmm. And are we going to be at each other's throats? No.
God
Why
bless
would we
you.
Do that? You need to be professional.
Spoken like
succeed.
David Archuleta.
That is the mantra.
Oh, no.
That is the mantra of the Buzz Babes from Allie, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I like that.
It's beautifully said. Mike, is there anybody, is there any woman in this room you don't want to see return?
No.
Absolutely not.
And that's the
How about
announcement.
This one in the
except
black T-shirt?
Incidentally, that is joke. Now we're not shutting the door.
No,
we are not shutting the door on Buzz Babes, no. But I will tell you that these are not no longer everybody, and I'm talking about Kristen and Allie and Megan and
McKenzie.
The professor
and
Kaz, Marianne, and
all of you, you're not candidates. You are officially Buzz Babes. Congratulations.
Oh, nice.
Present them with their thongs.
Ladies, we
present
have
them with their thongs.
We have your Michael Mara Show Buzz
thongs.
Babe thongs in sizes 1, 2, and 3 in red and black. More are on the way.
Okay, say Michael Mara
I got
them?
My red one. I want to put it on now.
That's strong.
That is strong.
Pick out a favorite, ladies.
Let me see they're
going to try their thongs on, and we will be right this after that. The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and